This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The Liturgical Scripture Readings for the Ascension of the Lord. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Responsorial Psalm. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them as far out as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Christ has risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And we are still continuing the Easter season. And before the Easter season closes out, we get to celebrate the ascension of the Lord. Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that Jesus' ascension into heaven marks the definitive entrance of Jesus' humanity into God's heavenly domain, and that until the second coming, his humanity is hidden from the eyes of men. Think about the Holy Eucharist, all right? Jesus Christ, having entered the sanctuary of heaven once and for all, intercedes constantly for us as the mediator who assures us of the permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So what this is telling us that, yeah, it's a big deal. It's not just, oh, look, Jesus rode up on a cloud and away he goes. This is so much bigger. By his own power, Jesus, King of the universe, transcended time and space to take his place at the right hand of the Father. It was through this exaltation of the risen and glorified body of Christ that the Paschal mystery was made complete. So think about the Eucharist as we're understanding that until the second coming, Jesus' resurrected body will remain hidden. Jesus' ascension into heaven in his glorified body, presenting his glorified human body to the Father, also made it possible for those who die in God's friendship to one day follow him into the Father's glorious kingdom and live with him forever. Because if Jesus had not brought his resurrected flesh into heaven, it would not be possible for us to either.
Yeah, what you talk about there is a beautiful just transformation, that ascension back into heaven. What a beautiful reflection that is.
And what this really means,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes. And today's reading actually starts with Acts chapter 1, verse 1. So from the very first verse of the very first chapter of Acts, we see this theme of transformation. Transformation happens after 40. We see Noah reign 40 days. Moses, he was on the mountain for 40 days. The Israelites, they were in the desert for 40 years. Christ in the desert for 40 days. Of course, we have Lent as a 40-day period. This reading, Ascension, is 40 days after the resurrection. Now, the apostles still did not fully understand what type of transformation Christ brought. You know, they said, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
I love that part.
Right?
It's so easy.
2,000 years later, it's easy to kind of say, look how silly they were.
But that's us. Right? Isn't that Kevin
exactly
right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So the apostles were looking for a transformation that would bring about a military Messiah, a new Moses, a new Exodus. Christ answers, however, I am bringing you the kingdom of heaven. I am the new Moses you've been waiting for, and I have brought you a new Exodus through the Passover of my body. And I will give you the gift and the power of the Holy Spirit that you may be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And so the call from the angels, stop looking up at the sky. Don't stay in the past. Stop gazing and start moving. We see the final lines here in the Gospel of Matthew here. I think it's so appropriate. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Yeah, get out there. You've got work to do. And that is so important to remember.
Yes.
That we evangelize not only with what we say, but also by what we do. So we should ask ourselves, what message am I sharing? You know, do my everyday actions project the good news of the gospel? Or do they more often send a message of grim, hopeless existence? Each Sunday at Mass, we profess the faith with the words, I believe. And if this is true, if we really believe what we profess to believe, then we should be making an effort that has our lives reflecting that truth.
Yeah, and how important it is that we go from the Ascension into Pentecost next week, how important it is to rely on that Holy Spirit to guide us. And we see a beautiful reading here, the second reading from the Ephesians. You know, that same Spirit that we read about in the first reading is again at work in today's second reading. If we ask, the Spirit will give us the gifts of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the question is, what does Jesus want us to know? The hope that belongs to his call, the riches of his glory, the inheritance you and I will receive as a faithful son or daughter of our Lord. That's what the promise is. And then Paul in this reading gives us a glimpse of the majesty of this inheritance. Jesus has taken his throne far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion. There's a beautiful painting titled The Assumption of the Virgin by Francesco Botticini from the 5th century. And you see those nine choirs of angels. That is what is prepared for us to receive in salvation. We are called to join this choir in heaven. Now, how do we get there? Paul does give us the answer at the end of this reading. We are given the church, which forms the body of Christ. And that is our path to salvation.
It sure is. And when we hear about hope, right, we're also hearing about hope in this. And to remember that we have that hope in the resurrection. And that hope is what allows us to know deep in our hearts that all those who abide in God's love, all those who remain true friends in Christ, will one day share in his inheritance, as you said.
Yes. And now we move to the gospel according to Luke.
All right. And this is another account of the ascension story, as we heard in the first reading from the book of Acts. St. Luke again is referring to the disciples of Jesus as witnesses. And in quoting Jesus, he describes the Holy Spirit as the promise of the Father. People like to talk about promises. You know, we often make ridiculous promises that we could never keep, sometimes as a means of persuading another person to grant a favor. And promises are often used as a marketing platform. But the truth is, most of us don't have a very good track record when it comes to keeping our promises. We often break our promises just as quickly and thoughtlessly as we make them. Think about our Lenten resolutions, right? You know, we live in a world of convenience, and it sometimes gets old or stops working. And when that happens, we just throw it away. We just, you know, don't even try to repair it. We just throw it away. And guarantees, they come with certain restrictions and laws, and they're written with loopholes. And what happens to us? You know, we become suspicious. We stop trusting. So we live in a world of convenience and throwaway, and we need to have a guarantee, but we don't trust in that. In this gospel reading, we hear Jesus telling us about his promises and the promise of his Father. And when God makes a promise, it's as if it has already happened, because God isn't bound by the limitations of time and space.
And one form of promise I see is so many Old Testament prophecies that point to Christ. Now, Jesus tied his resurrection and the number 3 to the fulfillment of many Old Testament prophecies. Isaac was for 3 days under a death sentence until God gave him back to Abraham. Jonah came forth from the whale after 3 days. Hosea depicts Israel's restoration from exile as a 3-day resurrection. This third day theme and Christ's resurrection on the third day points to a divine liberation. And as part of this liberation, Jesus tells us, I will send you the Holy Spirit, and I will ascend to my throne in heaven, that I may intercede on your behalf and lead you to me.
Alleluia.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio. For more information about this show, go to materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.